Representatives from five communities, Haines, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Tenneke, and Wrangell, met at Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall on Saturday to discuss federal legislation that would return 23,040 acres to each township that was not delivered to tribal members during the ANCSA negotiations nearly 50 years ago. Petersburg's Cecilia Tavallaro is the president of the Southeast Alaska Landless Corporation. She told News of the North about the legislation and what it would do for the region.
Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act would get amended to include the five communities which should have been included in the first place. As the years have gone by, the pie of selections getting smaller and smaller because other folks have come in and taken theirs, and all the other corporations, village and urban, the two urbans in Southeast Alaska are Juneau and Sitka, we all received the same amount of land.
Each of the five communities would receive just over 23,000 acres of that land. Tavallaro says each community would be able to self-determine the financial viability of the land and its future uses.
Each community has resources available to them, and I'm quite sure they will be looking at different ways of making money, probably not even just in their own backyards, but maybe anywhere in the United States.
Sea Alaska Board Chair Joe Nelson attended the meeting and told News of the North that the failure to grant land to Southeast Natives 48 years ago was an injustice.
From my point of view, this is, which I could say for the company, Sea Alaska, I would say that this is an injustice that's been 48 years long and ongoing, and we're not going to let it go until we right this wrong. The Tongass is a Native place. It was taken from us collectively as Southeast Natives, and ANCSA in the settlement, these communities were left out for no good reason other than that there was the racism was much more blatant and just there. It's land that was taken. They're squatting on stolen land still.
Barbara Cadiente Nelson is the chair of the Sea Alaska Shareholder Relations Committee. She says the natives of Southeast no longer have to stand alone when it comes to regaining what is rightfully theirs.
This is 48 years enduring, and it was important to show up here today, as is every other Sea Alaska shareholder, to let them know that they don't stand alone. As you heard, you know, our land is about who we are. It really informs identity, and without that, the word sovereign just doesn't ring true. You know, we're exercising our collective sovereignty to say, fix this, address this. There is no reason, legal or otherwise, why these five communities are left out.
More information can be found at the website withoutland.org. Once again, withoutland.org.